Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glad you could join us. We start with, I don't know if I should get nervous or not or what. You got Logan Gilbert on the mound tonight. You got Fromber. Fromber's out there tonight against Logan Gilbert. And one win, and this thing is over. It gets a little scary when you lose the first game. Yeah, I know.
Even if you get swept, you're still fine.
Well, you got to win two games then.
You would have to lose every game for the rest of the year to lose.
Well, right. Well, you have to. Right. You're but they have up. To lose. You're two. The magic number is two.
Yeah. You're
they
four
have
up.
To lose. You have to win.
They have to basically win the rest of the year. You have to lose the rest of the year. That's not happening.
I hope you're right. This has been the most inconsistent team.
In what has been the greatest season in the Astros history.
It really is.
This is not something to be afraid of.
No, I'm not afraid of it.
Fromber gets a W.
It puts a little doubt in your mind. I go back to the Yankees up 3-0 on the Red Sox. Red Sox come back. That's all you have to do is win one at a time.
I mean, go back to last year with Astros and Rangers.
Just win one game.
I mean, go to the Astros and Rangers and the Rangers.
Well, go back to the Astros and the Nationals.
I'm talking about Astros regular season at the end of the year. Oh. I'm talking about to get into the playoffs.
Well, they did what they needed to do.
Right, and they got some help.
Right. Well, and if you go back and you're Seattle, you go, look what we did, how we gagged that away.
Oh, no, Seattle, yeah. So I would just say, no, I mean, it's not. Fromber will get the win, and they'll be celebrating. Steve Sparks will be hammered.
Oh, yeah, I like that. That's fun. Austin Eckler looked pretty good last night.
I think somebody told me Steve Sparks claims he doesn't have any drinks down there. Then he's the greatest actor I've ever heard in my life. Then nobody plays drunk guy better than Steve Sparks.
I don't believe
that. Can't be possibly true.
No, not
if you've ever heard him.
Yeah.
If you've ever heard him on the post game, he's phenomenal.
Yep.
But also it does seem like he starts, like, how do you get there that quick? That is a legitimate question.
Well,
he seems to get there pretty quick.
Unless you start in the morning.
Yeah. Or you're maybe a little.
He might be starting in the sixth inning.
So Sparksy may be a little bit lightweight, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, maybe he didn't have anything to eat all day.
Or he starts in the sixth inning.
No.
When he knows they're going to win.
No. You can't do that with our bullpen now.
No, you can't do it. This would be a good night.
By the way, Robert Flores had some negative comments about the bullpen. And it's funny. Bullpen apparently is really good from what people tell me. It's just my eyes keep hurting me when I see things that don't look good in a bullpen. I just like a nice, boring, get guys out bullpen.
That's fun.
I just don't.
Oh, no, the bullpen will be fine for the postseason. I'm telling you. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Except the Presley thing. The Presley thing bothers me a little bit. What about what? Ort. You ain't going to see Ort in the postseason.
Ort.
By the way, that was a little, in a 1-0 game last night, he brings in Caleb Ferguson. Yeah. And Ort, I mean, what? I know you. There's no urgency because you got six games left and you only need one win.
I mean,
my goodness, man, Caleb Ferguson and Ort.
How about you traded for Caleb Ferguson?
Oh no, well, you gave him nothing.
No, I mean it was just an addition, but that guy's no chance of making a playoff roster. Dane left hand, right hand.
He ain't afraid to give up a lot for something. Don't worry, he ain't afraid. 38-33. How are you putting all that on Joe Burrow?
Now you're having conversations. Okay. We'll get to the Monday Night Football game in a second.
So this would be a good night to sit.
By the way, he also had three touchdown passes and over 300 yards. I mean, the stat. Well, we'll get to it in a second. This would be a good day to sit.
Jeremy Pena.
Okay, why?
Well, against Logan Gilbert in his career.
And you told us, by the way, the Astros couldn't hit what's-his-name last night.
Yeah, right.
So what is this?
One for 22.
Ugh.
Yikes. One for 22.
So are we going to get the doobie?
And that was a single. Okay. So I wouldn't mind at all if Mauricio Dubon started it short tonight. That wouldn't be a bad thing. Mm-hmm. One for 22. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't looked good lately. That slider is killing him again. It's just killing him again. No, Dubon, I mean, the best hitters, Altuve's 367, Bregman 357. So you could expect a little bit. Yordan is a 286 hitter against him. We'll see if we see Yordan. Sat last night, got the MRI.
We won't be seeing him.
He won't be seeing
him. Espada said he's out for the series.
He's out for the entire series. So Yiner is 2 for 9 against him. I'm just looking for anybody that can give us a little spark tonight against a vaunted starting rotation of the Seattle Mariners, who just suck, if you want to know the truth. Yeah, Yordan. You know, Yordan in the most – it's not like Yordan gets hurt like running into the wall, or he just slid. Remember when his knees came out when he was running in left field? All of a sudden, he just his both knees just gave out on him. It's not like Yordan gets hurt like in collision plays or anything. It's just regular stuff. And here's he just slides into second base. Oh, he's out now for I don't know. We'll see how long. It just and it's a contusion. We'll find out how long Yordan is out. But it's not like it's so funny how he gets hurt. It's not like. It's weird.
Yeah, he not the standard injuries, but people said that about me, so I know what it's like for somebody to take heat about, you know, hurting, getting a
great... Were we talking about a highly tuned professional athlete, and then we went to Lance?
No. It's weird how he gets hurt, Lance. And then I have a grade 2 ankle sprain from disc golf. It's the same.
No,
it's not the same.
It's
the
not same. Really the same.
And you can't say it's weird how he gets hurt in weird ways. You got hurt
walking.
Yeah, you tripped over a curb. Okay.
Did you see when Yordan almost blew out both of his ACLs running into the wall?
But he didn't run.
It looks the exact same as what happened to me.
He was only running.
He didn't turn forward. He didn't flip forward.
He was running. You were walking.
Yeah, and he was going after.
No, he was slowing down to get towards the wall.
But he was running.
Trust me.
And that's why he was slowing down.
It's the same.
You were walking.
I don't hit the ball as far, but we're the same.
You don't do a lot. Does.
Yeah, true. Well, I did walk 3 miles yesterday, and I played disc golf the day before.
You can hit a golf ball as long as he hits a baseball.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
I'm like, golly, every time he hits a baseball and I hit a golf ball, I just do this. I just do little.
He's little.
I put my hand down
you
and I do
too
little.
Small to
right, he's too small? Little
for
and this
you,
is
you're
little.
Too
who
little
are you too small?
Too small
he's
is
too
that.
Small.
Little, I think, is when you tap him on the head.
No, too. You tap it on your head when you make a play over someone, like you moss them.
So, getting back to the Astros for a second. You said something in there I wanted to follow up on. You had Yordan. But you know Hunter Brown had a good start yesterday.
Yeah.
Hunter Brown is just
he left with one run.
Is steady Eddie. Oh, this
gave
is what
it
to I want
Caleb
to say.
Ferguson.
This is what I want to say. As I'm watching Trevor Lawrence absolutely blow turds all over the bed,
okay.
I mean, in an atrocious performance, I made a comment on Twitter. I just said, is there anything more nerve-wracking right now than a team having to give a quarterback who's never been consistently good? I mean, consistently good. Not a year, not 2 years, consistently good, a second contract. I said, is there anything more nerve-wracking than giving quarterbacks second contracts right now? And somebody goes, yeah, Astros medical reports. I thought, well, that is
true.
Well played, sir.
Yeah.
What starts with bruises ends with fractures.
Yeah.
But not this time with Fromber, right? We don't have any fractures or breaks we know of, right?
No, not on Fromber?
I'm sorry, Yordan.
What the bleep?
Yordan.
Oh, my God.
Yordan.
No, you're not. No, we have no, but that doesn't matter. Does
but it's
it?
Early in the process.
It doesn't matter.
Let's just see if we see him the rest of the year.
It doesn't matter what they say. Yeah, no. Ever. 2 months into it, it doesn't matter what they say.
Justin Verlander's got a sore neck.
Out 6 months.
Like, sore. This is the longest sore neck ever. Well, remember when your neck was sore?
Yeah.
And you really, like, you couldn't have pitched that day.
No, but you know what? But I would have been back, like, 2 days later.
You went to the deep tissue massage, and then you got back.
Yeah.
Like, can we do, and not Carlos, you know, Correa's
Javier
massage.
Javier was the same thing. Javier was out with a neck, too. We led the league in necks.
Neck forever.
Yeah.
These neck injuries are hurting guys forever. And then, it's just weird. The Astros injuries linger like crazy.
Yeah.
Remember that time? Nah, I mean, that's really more of a HIPAA violation where I don't think the Astros announced that Urquidy, it was a while back. Remember when Urquidy had COVID and then he was out for about 3 months? Maybe just had long COVID. I found my dad has long COVID.
You
still.
Think so? He's still
no,
sick?
He told me. A doctor told him it's been 2 years.
He's got 2 years COVID?
Yeah.
No.
Long COVID. Yeah, he has a hard time breathing to this day.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Long COVID.
Wow, that is really long COVID. I've never heard of long COVID like that.
Remember, you know when he's got it is when he was, remember when we had the super freeze? The mega freeze? That's when he got it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's got long COVID. So, not ideal for him. When you're in your 70s.
Jordan has fat boy injuries. Lance has soft boy injuries. Jordan's not fat. Who would say that about him? Jordan is not a fat boy.
First of all, my foot just slipped on an incline. It could have happened to anybody going after a disc.
Yeah.
And it was a good disc. I still didn't find it.
Well, you're going to hear it this morning. You are probably going to catch it. Little do you know. You are going to catch it this morning. From him? Gilbert, but for sure.
Oh, he's going to call?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, I'm sure you didn't spike anything up.
Well, did you get my FaceTimes yesterday that you didn't even answer?
No, I saw it later. Yeah, I was in a doctor's appointment.
Oh.
And I'm like, why is John FaceTiming
you,
this?
Did you try to cross another curb?
I thought
why
you were
at a doctor's appointment?
No, hearing. I thought, okay, John, this is a butt dial. Like, John doesn't FaceTime anybody. And then I saw your post later and I realized, oh, this would have been a Gilbert call.
Gilbert wanted to talk to you, okay? And he probably will call today. So we will, I'll tell you why, on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, I'm talking about Chastain Ford. I was there yesterday. We found the best King Ranch. It's awesome. And we found a pre-owned vehicle there, okay? They've got the selection. They have got wonderful. I'm talking about wonderful deals. Oh, speaking of wonderful deals, holy crap. I saw Allie there yesterday, and she said, oh, how about these deals? Are you kidding me? Chastain specials, $5,000 off all in-stock Broncos, $10,000 off Bronco Raptor in stock, $10,000 off Heritage Bronco limited edition, up to $12,000 off Ford F-150s. We test drove the new Ford F-150. They've got one 2023 left. One 2023 left. You're not going to find a better deal on a vehicle than you're going to find on that one F-150. They have got an unbelievable deal right now on F-150s, the XLTs. This is, I'm telling you, a great, 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 great time. I've never seen $5,000 in stock Broncos, $10,000 off the Raptor, $10,000 off the Heritage, and every vehicle that they sell, $100 goes to Texas Children's Hospital. There's no better place to go. You can do it all online at ChastainFord.com. A lot of dealerships won't let you because they want to add on a markup. That ain't the case at Chastain Ford. They don't want to. They don't care about that. They're not going to do that. You're looking for the best vehicle in the market. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
Kane is in the building.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I went to see Gilbert yesterday, and I brought him some. Oh, by the way, big ups to Cecil over at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
He was listening to the show, apparently, right?
He was listening to the show. He heard Gilbert, and he was like, "Man, I don't have corn on the cob. I don't know. I don't know what. I don't. I hate to let him down."
Why do you think they
have,
did, though?
We don't have corn on the cob. I don't know. I don't know why Gilbert thought.
I think he just wanted corn on the cob.
But he thought. He said, corn on the cob is the best or whatever. He was.
Gilbert
anyway.
Knows. Like, that's something. I don't remember them ever having it. But
So anyway, for those of you who don't know, Gilbert called in yesterday. He put in his order with me. First, he wanted Damaris, a sausage. Hey, I want a sausage sandwich. I want fries. I want a Dr. Pepper. And I was like, well, it's too. Gilbert, is there any way I'll go to Nick's place? No, give me Saltgrass. I want a steak, sirloin, medium rare. I want fries. I want corn on the cob. I want garlic
bread.
With
salt and pepper.
With salt and pepper. And I want garlic bread.
By the way, I didn't see garlic bread in the picture.
There was garlic bread. There was garlic bread. And he gave him a loaf of the regular. And he gave him a hat. He gave him a Saltgrass hat, which was very nice of him. Anyway, so Cecil calls me after the show and says, I got you, go pick it up. And I went and picked it up, and I brought it over to Gilbert. So
if it doesn't cost you money, it doesn't count, John. You have to redo an order now.
He was, I would have paid.
Was he thankful? I didn't think so.
He was bossy. Give me a ketchup. Give me a Coke. Give me a fork. Hey, pick up my towel. I mean, he is something.
You were a butler.
I was Gilbert's butler. Anything. So then we watched TJ.
Here we are, face to face, a couple of silver spoons. So then, I didn't know he was Ricky Schroeder and you were his.
I am. I was
whatever.
So, that's Gilbert, though. Put the cap on the ketchup. Put the ketchup back where it belongs.
You ever seen that show, The Toy, with Richard Pryor?
Yeah.
It was a weird show. It's a show. Del, have you ever heard of a show called The Toy?
Yeah.
I thought it was a movie.
A movie. Can you tell people what the premise of this movie is that was made in the 80s?
I don't remember exactly other than Richard Pryor as a grown man was a toy for a little white boy.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's right. That's right. It was a movie where a rich white kid had a black man as a toy. He just was being paid a certain amount of money, so from what I remember, and Richard Pryor said, okay, I'll do it. I'll go be, and this kid bossed him around, and whoo, the 80s.
Mm.
Ta-da, Richard Pryor, The Toy.
Well, that was me.
That was you. That's what I'm thinking of.
So then we watched TJ Hooker for a while.
Oh, and man, how long did you stay? How long was that expected?
We hung out, me and Gilbert, we hung out.
And you watched TJ Hooker?
I didn't realize how bad the acting was back then. It was awful. It was awful. So we had some laughs. Anyway, but the next up, guess who's next up?
Well, I already know I am, which is fine. I want to do that.
Wait, call Lance. I called you a couple of times. You didn't answer.
I didn't know. You FaceTimed me.
I FaceTimed you because Gilbert wanted to see you. Uh-huh. I FaceTimed Wendy so he could see Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that was nice. And he was like, yeah, I was like, I might have stoked it a little bit.
Really? I never would have guessed.
I think Lance should come up here. Lance should come see you, shouldn't he, Gilbert? Yeah, Lance, come see. Yes. You need to call tomorrow. You need to call tomorrow.
This is probably him.
Yeah, it's probably his. Hey, Lance, when are you going to come see me?
I know.
Hey, everybody should go see him. It's
Go ahead.
It's
depressing.
It is a depressing place. It is a depressing place. So you know he sparked up. I walked in the room and he looked at me and it took him a minute and he goes, Granado.
He did.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he was happy. So that was good. It was good. It was good.
And then he immediately said, "Where's my food?
Give me the ketchup." I had to go to the kitchen and get him a fork. Then I had to go back and get him a Coke. And then
Is he moving around okay? I didn't think so.
No, he's not moving around.
He looked like he was in bed, right?
Yeah. He sleeps in a chair. He's got a chair. He's got a recliner, and he sleeps in that. And there's crap all over his bed. And yeah. So, and I had to clean it up. And then, holy crap, did I get yelled at. He's got this thing.
You get yelled at by who?
Gilbert.
Oh. What did he yell at you about?
Well, he's got this container that's got all of these glass cleaners, these little packets that clean your glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, little packets. Anyway, he had a bunch of garbage in it, and he was like, hey, yeah, throw this garbage out, okay.
Oh, you threw
it
glass cleaners?
So I threw it all out. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, hey, what's all this stuff in? Don't throw that! Oh, I was like, I got it, Gilbert, I'll get it. I swear, I promise, I'll get it back.
Does he have Alexa in there?
He does not have an Alexa.
Are you positive?
Yeah, no. Turn the fan off. Okay, I'll turn the fan off. He is I can imagine how hard it is for them in there with him.
Is that right?
I was there for I don't know how long. And it wasn't. I couldn't sit down for a minute.
It sounds almost like a hospital. Can he push a button and somebody come in? And
I don't know that he has a button to push. I don't know. But all he would do is yell. He would just yell, so he would be fine. Anyway, so Gilbert, you're next on the list, buddy. You made the list.
That's fine. That's fine.
You made the list.
That's fine. You painted quite a picture.
Where do you go? I swear, it's just all orders. You are at beck and call.
I wasn't obviously face to face with Gilbert, but
you're going.
We'll see. Yeah, I don't think he's looking for me.
Hey, don't try to steal my. He's in there trying to take my stuff.
Possibly, but I had a, let's just say, 2-hour conversation with my mother about getting her internet back working.
Oh,
for long distance.
That's the best.
This all started on Saturday when, for some reason, her wireless mouse to her iMac doesn't work, and I tried to look up stuff. So I said, "Hey, you're just gonna have to get a wired mouse to fix some of the things right now." Because
that's unacceptable. What kind of son are you?
We went through, but no, she needs a wireless mouse to hit something on the computer, click something, so she can actually cycle through and get the mouse back to working. So she has to do that. But
problem solving.
Yeah, but yesterday was, hey, I unplugged all my modem, my router, to see if that would make the computer either not recognize or recognize the mouse.
No.
So we had a 2-hour phone conversation about getting her internet back and her sending me pictures of the modem and the router, looking up the modem and the router online. What do you have? Spectrum? That's the service.
Is she Spectrum?
I'm
with Spectrum.
Watch it.
It's terrible.
Oh, I thought you said, is she on the Spectrum?
No. I've got Spectrum. I've got Spectrum in LA. It's awful.
It was user error. She unplugged all these things thinking it will work. And I said, okay, walk me through everything. Take pictures of everything because I'm losing my mind on the phone.
We got it done. Mom with a remote or wireless mouse. Terrible.
So we got it done. Work. The internet's back. By the time we got off the phone, the modem and the router, all the stuff, of course, now is locked into security. The internet. Her security is based on the internet. She has a Google thing in the home. So all that's working, but 2 hours.
2 hours.
On a Monday night.
Nice.
It's not Gilbert-like, but it felt like it.
Yeah, but at least she says things nice to you.
She did say thank you.
She does.
She dropped an I love you on me at the end. There wasn't really ordering. She just wanted her stuff, and I was let's get this done.
It's different. Gilbert's different.
Yeah,
it's ordering.
I bet.
It's ordering.
I've got nobody at my house who can. I've got a bunch of Dell's moms at my house who can't figure out how to do anything. I'm just like, all I'm going to do is Google it and see what to do. Everything's on YouTube. Everything that you need to figure out is just on YouTube. Yeah. You've all got smartphones. What are we doing here?
Well,
you can't do it over a certain age.
Kids are supposed to know that stuff innately.
But yeah, I know. But well, they just don't look up like how to fix things. They should just be able to go and fix. No, they just. Here's what they say. Okay, it's broken. Can't fix it. Go tell your dad. I mean, this is.
Wait,
stuff.
They're supposed to know these things.
Kids are not even problem solvers anymore.
No,
you used to have to solve problems. Remember when you had to go? You didn't have an internet. So you had to go figure things out. It made you a better thinker. It made you a problem solver. Now, nobody's a problem solver. Now, once you get a parent, you can't just tell them Google it. Like, they're so far behind the eight ball on technology. You can't possibly. Turn off your router. Just unplug it and unplug it back in. What is a router?
I didn't have to tell her that. She did that, and that was the problem. But We got it's good.
You got through it.
We got through it.
Nice.
And that's
well
great.
All right, 713-780-3776. If you've got somebody ordering you around, come on. But keep on listening today because Gilbert's calling in. For sure. For certain he's calling in today. So we got that going.
Unless they take his phone.
Time to... He had another phone. He's got a burner.
He's got a burner?
I don't know. He had this other phone that was... I don't know what it is. I don't know what kind of phone it is. It's not an iPhone. He was like, answer that! Answer! The phone was ringing. Somebody was calling him, and he never uses that phone or whatever. And I'm like, I don't know how to answer this phone. Gilbert?
What do you mean? What kind of phone was it?
I don't know. I don't know what kind of phone. Why not? It stopped ringing. He goes, who was it? I was like, I don't know,
Gilbert. Oh, my God. You're making me nervous. It sounds like it's nerve-wracking being in there.
It is. You just have to, okay. It's a bunch of no. He's
it's just a bunch of bossing you around.
He's a dictator. I'm telling you, he's a Gilbert's a
now
dictator.
You know why his mom was. Gilbert, get out the phone.
Right. Time to talk about MyBookie. MyBookie.ag promo code bet975. It's the best place to play, win, and get paid. It's the best place to put your money down because here's the deal: you put money down, they'll double it. They double your money immediately whenever you put the money down. So you put in $500, they're going to make you. Now you got $1,000 to play with. This does not happen other places. Of course, you got to play, and you can't just now take out the $1,000. That's not how it works. So anyway, but you're going to have more to play with because that's how they do it at mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. You're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid. You're looking for the best way to get live in-game betting. You got it. You're looking for the best way to whatever it is. It doesn't matter. It could be football, baseball, basketball, cricket, volleyball, election, casino games. It doesn't matter. You got it at MyBookie. I mean, literally thousands of different bets that you can make at any one time at mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. They're giving you a free Thursday bet as well. That's crazy. You bet, and they're going to give you don't lose anything if you lose. That's great. That's great. That's the best I've ever heard. You get the bet and not lose. That's the best. And MyBookie Plus as well, where you play, the more you play, the more that you are going to, more giveaways and all kinds of great stuff. MyBookie Plus. MyBookie.ag, promo code bet975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, MyBookie.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
That's weird. Who's this, B? It says B. B wants to talk about the Jaguars. They're awful. What do you say, B?
Hey, what's up, man? Lance, I got a question for you. At what point do we call Trevor Lawrence a bust? He threw DeMar Hamlin his first career interception last night.
It's like, come on, too, man. And it was wide. And how about B? How about the... Oh, he hung up. It was such an easy throw. There was no one even underneath the route. Like, he didn't even have to... He dropped his shoulder down low. His fundamentals have really gotten bad. He dropped his shoulder in the ball, which causes balls to sail. And he just sailed it over a wide open crossing route. Like, it was an easy throw. Super easy.
At what point do you call him a bust? Now.
We're getting pretty close.
No, he's a bust.
Yeah, we're getting pretty close. Like, how long can he hang on to the comeback win? All you got right now with him is comeback win against Chargers. And look, granted, he did not get a good start to his career with what they did. Kind of like Bryce Young.
Well, yeah, it was Urban, yeah.
But it was a bad start. They didn't have great talent around him. He was on the run forever. It wasn't a good start. But at some point, you know, they have surrounded him now with some players. They've spent money. They spent draft picks. You could argue that the front office hasn't done a great job. But at the same time, Trevor Lawrence hasn't. Great quarterbacks elevate people around them. I don't see him elevate anybody. And, you know, I missed on him. I think most people missed on him. He has the elements of being a great quarterback. But at some point, you can't worry about the ingredients of this and that. Like, did he make the cake? Nope. He never did anything with the ingredients, not to this point. Now, you know, he was in that famous 21 draft, or infamous 21 draft. So it's not like he's played forever. Was it 21? Yeah. With Lawrence, Justin Fields. That was 21 or was that 20? God, was it 21? I think it was 21.
Yeah, Mac Jones.
It seems like they've been around longer than that. 21, 22, 23, 24. So this is just his fourth year. It seems like Trevor Lawrence has been around longer than the fourth year.
Well, he's been in our lives for a long time.
Yeah.
So, you know, since a freshman.
Can you call a fourth? I don't think you can call a fourth-year player just yet a bust, but I don't care if you do call him that. It ain't going to hurt my feelings because that's how he's playing. And you gave him a second contract that is going to bloody what you can do moving forward. This is now Deshaun Watson, who, by the way, was back to being atrocious this last game. I mean, horrific. Deshaun Watson, you've got the contract now for Dak that you're going to have to sweat. Daniel Jones's contract, which, you know, wasn't as much money, but still, there was no reason. He had never played consistently good football. Trevor Lawrence, look how many quarterbacks. Kyler Murray. Oh, Kyler's playing a little better now. But how nerve-wracking is it to have to deal with second contracts on these guys? Because you're just afraid, like, oh, I can't let them go. So now Trevor Lawrence is going to beat you twice. Not only the original draft pick, but now you're going to get really beaten up by his contract number. You're limited on what you can do because he's taking up so much of the cap. I mean, look how many of these guys with second contracts aren't living up to him. Just a ton. And because it's a free market economy, just like baseball, but in baseball, only the best players get the elite money. You don't get it because it's your turn in baseball. Not one owner in baseball says it's your turn. Now, the difference is quarterback is like being a number one pitcher or something, like quarterback. But even average, the worst thing you can have is an average quarterback because then you have to stick with them, like a Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Then you got to stick with them and pay them.
Well, but they didn't. The Redskins let him go and said, okay, bye. And then the Vikings picked him up, and now he's with Atlanta. You don't have to do that if you don't think you can win.
The way, he made a lot of money at Minnesota. Minnesota paid him two contracts. They just let him go. Eventually they did. But that second contract, he was a fourth-round pick. Eventually you can't get past that second. Like, name somebody who makes that decision. Baker was an easy decision. I would argue that Justin Fields was an easy decision.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's easy decisions out there. Like this whole draft, actually. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones.
And yet, Trevor got a $275 million.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
What do you do with that now?
No, you're screwed. You're screwed. He's lost 8 straight games.
And when you trade him, a big chunk of that's going to come forward and hit you with a cap hit if you try to trade him.
Yeah.
Dak, if you're Dallas, what difference does Dak make on this team?
There's talk of benching him for Mac Jones.
I think you need to do it. And it doesn't mean you have to
benching
stay that way.
Benching Trevor Lawrence for Mac Jones.
Yeah, I think, because I think Mac would run the – hey, you know what? Andy Dalton knows how to run the offense. He's not your solution or your answer long term. He knew how to run the offense. Mac Jones may run the offense better. I bet you Mac Jones would have hit that pass that sailed over his receiver and landed right in DeMar Hamlin's hands. I mean, you just have to – I'm not a fan of calling everyone bust right away and things like that. But on Trevor Lawrence, he's playing so far below our expectations that at some point you got to believe who a player tells you who he is. And Trevor Lawrence is starting to tell us who this is who he is. On the flip side, Josh Allen is a Superman. Incredible yesterday. No matter who was around him. And did you see his comment? He goes, it's so good to have a locker room full of guys who don't care about their stats or who get the touchdowns. He literally is saying, I am so happy Diggs is gone. You have no idea how much more fun football is now that Stephon Diggs is out of my life. Yeah. That's what he was telling everyone yesterday.
Yep.
And I've been glad to have Diggs. I know who Diggs is, so you know eventually he'll wear out his welcome. But he's been a good Texan. I've got no issues with Stephon Diggs. But clearly they had issues in Buffalo because he just – I think he made Josh's life miserable a lot of times. And if you watch, I thought it was really going to hurt them losing their two wide receivers.
Not a problem.
They've scored over 30 in all three games, and they look. And Joe Brady is back in his bag now. Yeah. Joe Brady looks good
and
as a coordinator.
Well, he's the favorite. He looks great. He looks
Josh,
great. Josh Allen
Josh
looks
has
great.
Been tremendous.
Yep, and that's. I'm going to tell you what. They should be the favorite right now to win the Super Bowl.
We saw, it looks like we may be looking at the MVP and the Offensive Rookie of the Year yesterday. Jaden Daniels was absolutely outstanding. And, you know, his senior tape I thought was great. It was way better than Caleb Williams and way better than Drake May, but you have to take everything into account. So I put Caleb 1/10 of a point ahead. They both were in 6.7s. I made one, I think, a 6.73 and one a 6.72. But, you know, if you just say who had the best senior year, it was Jaden Daniels and it was Bo Nix. They're the two who look best on tape. Jaden Daniels yesterday, man, he's accurate. He can stay on time when he needs to. He had a 91% accuracy yesterday. He was terrific.
Yeah.
Jaden was great against the Bengals. He never punted. And the week before, John, you know, a lot was made of they couldn't convert. And I was like, it's true, they couldn't convert, but they had 7 field goals. Washington scored 7 times. They just didn't turn them into touchdowns.
Yeah.
This time they did. I'm going to go back and look. I'm not sure that Jaden Daniels' offense has punted more than 2 times in the last 2 games. It's been an amazing amount of scores on possessions. Terry McLaurin looked good. I mean, hey, Dallas, I don't know that you get – I'm not sure Dallas is going to be a better team than Washington. Have you seen some of the stuff going on in Dallas?
Yeah.
With CeeDee Lamb? These are guys who are getting paid and they're crying.
Well, you just got how much?
Let's talk about Micah Parsons. Now, the writers are saying, look, you're going to have to deal with Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons, like, he loves him some Micah Parsons on podcasts and stuff like that. And apparently he's, I guess, behind the scenes, he is a bit of an issue.
Yeah, well. You know, there's a story this morning how Dallas is going to the rift between CD and Dak Prescott and whether or not how healthy that's going to be for the organization going forward.
And both of them just got enormous deals.
Huge deals. And it's awful. 743 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. You want to get in here? Let's go. You got to talk about Craig DeSerf right now.
Yeah, I love talking about Craig DeSerf because I love talking about Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. I talk a lot about the people over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC because I think that makes a huge difference. But I do want to mention also the Classic Car Show is coming up, and that's going to be October the 5th. October the 5th in 2 weeks. You are going to be able to go out and see it's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. It's their 7th annual Classic Car Show. It's a free event, so you can bring the whole family out there. And they've got incredible classic cars. They are so awesome. And they pop the hood on it, and you can see inside. You can check these cars out for yourself. They're right there, easy to interact with. They've got food trucks, a craft fair, a live band, and lots more. It's really a lot of fun. And if you've got a classic car and you want to enter, it's just $20 per vehicle, and all proceeds benefit Saving Souls, which provides shoes for underprivileged kids. So Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, 7th annual Classic Car Show. Just head on out there. It's out in Angleton, and it's really a cool event, something you won't get an opportunity to experience very often, and it's absolutely free from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., only in Angleton. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Astros lose yesterday. 6-1 was the final. They've got Logan Gilbert tonight against Fromber. We got Fromber on the mound. Be a nice night to end this thing. Let's go. And move on to the postseason. Holy crap! I didn't even realize it yesterday. I'm watching so much football and whatnot. Man, the Twins have fallen apart. It's just awful how bad they are and how bad they've been. They've fallen apart. The Royals have fallen apart. They're 2-8, and the Twins are 3-7 in their last 10. What a time to just totally fall apart for these teams. And let's see. Oh, no, not overall. I'm looking at division. Okay. Wild card race. This is just unbelievable. It's going to be right now. It's the Orioles and the Royals, and the Tigers are the third team.
Well, the Orioles have really fallen off. They're playing bad baseball.
The Orioles have fallen off. They're 3-7. The Royals are 2-8, and the Twins are 3-7 over their last 10.
Woo!
That's how bad all three of them are playing.
It's a race not to make the playoffs?
Detroit is 7-3. Seattle is 7-3. Seattle's making a move. They're just a game and a half out of the wild card. Of the four teams, the Royals, the Tigers, the Twins, and the Mariners, because it could be any of those teams. Which one do you want to see?
I don't want to see Skubal. I never want to see an ace pitcher.
No.
Because of what happened to us with the Padres years ago with Kevin Brown. It doesn't take much. It takes one guy to ruin everything.
Skubal can only pitch in one of the games.
Of course, that was historic lack of pitcher rest that they were working off of back then. I would say I'd probably most like to see the I'm just not afraid of the Mariners this year, but I don't feel like I can say them. I almost would say
Twins or Royals.
Twins.
The Royals, you've just destroyed the Royals.
Yeah, well, they got you earlier this year, but you did just destroy them. They got a really good hitter who could get hot, but do they have enough pitching?
He has not been good.
He's not been hot. Yeah, he's not been hot. But we have a guy like Yordan who's like that a lot, where he'll just go on a funk, and then all of a sudden he can rip your throat out for an entire series.
Yeah, Bobby Witt Jr., though, has really not been good of late. He is this month. His OPS is down to 866 this month. He's been over 1,000 for most of the year. Lately he's been hitting it a little bit. He's been hitting a little bit better, but he went through a funk. And I don't mind the Royals at all. I don't want to see Skubal. I don't want to see a team that's hot. And I'd much rather face one of these teams. The Twins are easy.
Yeah.
The Twins have no bullpen at all. No bullpen at all. And their starting pitching isn't good. So, I mean, the Twins would be ideal. And you took care of that business last year. You'll take care of that business. But you don't have Jose Abreu this year. That's the problem. Jose Abreu was awesome in that Twins series last year. I don't know if you remember.
Was Abreu terrible or good?
He was good.
I don't remember. He was?
In that series? You don't remember Jose Abreu homering in that series against the Twins last year?
I don't remember Abreu doing anything good.
Yes.
My memory only goes with bad stuff.
I mean, that's all you think about is the bad things.
I just don't remember him doing anything good in baseball.
Yeah. Well, you mean the future Hall of Famer?
Well, he did have... No. Jose Abreu's not getting a Hall of Fame.
You don't think Jose Abreu is going to be a Hall of Famer?
No. Okay. He did have that MVP year during the freaking COVID.
Mm-hmm. Jose Abreu, baseball reference, stats. Let's see. He is a career 283 hitter. Okay.
Sweet.
A career 833 OPS. He's got 263. Nah, he's probably not a Hall of Famer.
No, not even close.
No, he's probably not a Hall of Famer.
He didn't even play all that
He
long.
Did win an MVP. I don't know if you
he
heard.
Didn't, he didn't get into baseball until he was 27.
He's...
I know. He won. That's what I was saying. He won an MVP.
He was rookie of the year.
He won a COVID.
All-star.
He won a COVID MVP.
Three-time All-Star. Four-time All-Star.
Sweet.
MVP. Yeah.
During COVID.
Yeah.
He probably had 45 at-bats.
He led the league in RBIs.
Stop trying to sell.
Twice.
You're wasting people's time selling Jose Abreu into the
slugging
Hall percentage of Fame.
Twice.
Would you like to know what his Hall of Fame monitor numbers are?
Yeah.
Okay. His batting is 18th. The average Hall of Famer is 27. That's black ink. Gray ink, whatever that means. He's 99. Average Hall of Famer is 144. Hall of Fame monitor, 69. Average Hall of Famer is a 100. Hall of Fame standards, batting 19. Average Hall of Famer is a 50. He's 906th.
He's right there.
Not even close.
He's right there. You don't know if he's going to play anymore, though. He might be just taking a little break right now and then coming back.
He is most similar to Andres Galarraga, though.
Thank you. Thank you. Ted Klosiewski, Moises Alou.
And Ryan Klesko.
And Ryan Klesko.
And Justin Morneau, Adam LaRoche. These are some similar batters to him.
Ryan Klesko, a Jets defensive end or something?
No.
Yeah. It's 753, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Well, my Hall of Fame case. Okay, that notwithstanding, Jose Abreu had a great series against the Twins last
year. Okay, that was good.
Okay,
yeah.
So just so you know. And you don't have – guess what? Jose Abreu ain't walking through that door.
Oh, no. No, instead we have a guy who's hitting better, John Singleton.
Oh. You got to give him the Canty sound, because I do want to talk about this.
Okay.
Because you got to get him the Canty sound about – Chris Canty sound about Joe Burrow. Because it does sound like a little bit – it does sound a little bit off. Your Houston Texans – you had D'Amico Ryans meeting the media yesterday, and you got him talking about the offensive line, and you got him talking about Tunsil. He did admit that Tunsil does know how to line up. He does.
You know what? But nobody asked about the false starts. Nobody asked about false starts.
They did just ask about the lining up thing.
Yeah. I mean, false starts is kind of his – that's his gimmick.
What are you going to say about
it, though? That's his wrestling gimmick, the false starter. Well, I don't know. You could say – Coach, it's got to be frustrating. What can be done about these consistent false starts game after game, year after year? And he could say, it's just year two. I've only personally seen it for 20 games. And not even 20. He didn't play every game last year.
Yeah, but you've seen enough of it that you...
He can say, I don't know. Is it really a problem? We could say, yeah. He goes, no. What he'd say is, we got to do a better job of coaching it. We got to be... D'Amico never shirked responsibility for players. Like he never called out the players, but at the same time, he didn't just said we've got to coach it better. He said as a collective, as a team. He does an amazing. I think it's instinctive in him, but everything is a collective. He's really good about not
singling out guys,
singling out, but at the same time, not giving guys passes either. But he does it in a smart way. What you'll hear, like you can hear it right now.
Yeah. All right. He lied to everybody yesterday.
D'Amico lied? D'Amico doesn't lie to people.
Well, listen to this soundbite.
Offensive line, they'll get it going. They'll do exactly what we need them to do. They had some really good reps in the game. Everybody likes to talk about the negative reps. We had a lot of good protection in the game where we completed a lot of deep passes in the middle of the field. We had a lot of explosive plays that were made, and we had really good protection. So I don't let a few bad plays dictate of who we are. I know who we are, and I know how our guys will respond. So I'm excited about our O-line and what's in front of them.
It was better the second half. We had a lot of really good protection. I don't know. I need to go look at it. Because I feel like in my mind, it doesn't feel like it was really good.
No, I feel like that CJ was under a lot of pressure, and we had a lot of explosive plays in that 7-point game.
Well, someone... at least one, maybe two, got called back.
We got a lot of explosive. Did we have a lot of explosive plays? Really?
I don't feel like
we had a lot of explosive.
I know we
plays.
Didn't have a lot of explosive runs.
I missed
here,
those.
Let me look this up.
I must
have
missed something.
They had, as I mentioned, 124 yards of total offense. Literally at 2:08 p.m. when I typed that to somebody, when somebody was like, "Our offense has actually been pretty good." Like, they have 8 first downs. And 124 total yards, and we're coming up on the end of the third quarter. What? But then Davis Mills rescued you statistically.
He really
did. To make
did.
It not look as terrible as it was.
Is there a quarterback controversy here? That's my question. That's something I don't. Did anybody ask D'Amico about that yesterday?
I would like to see.
You asked the tough questions. Where were you? Oh, yeah, you were with Gilbert.
Getting bossed around.
Instead of asking the tough questions, I was getting
you were being ordered around.
I was getting ordered around yesterday. I don't feel like
I'm going to look up.
I just kind of feel like D'Amico lied to us there, and I don't feel like he does that.
I'm going to look up explosive plays.
When you score 7 points and you get your ass kicked, look, you may have found your way to look at the film and say you had explosive plays, but if you say it out loud to the people, it feels like you're lying to my face. Don't play games with me.
Yeah.
I know what I saw.
See, I don't understand this. Pro Football Focus has the Texans called for 4 penalties.
I don't understand that. They were called for far more.
I mean, maybe pre-snap penalties don't count?
Why? What?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what is going on here. I'm going to send an email to somebody there, but because this just doesn't make sense. It says the Texans had four penalties and only one was accepted.
So I'm looking through.
Oh, it does. Excludes pre-snap penalties.
Okay.
Why would you exclude pre-snap penalties?
They count.
They definitely count.
They put you in a hole.
Because how they measure performance, it's once the play begins?
It must be. But I would say if you have a penalty, you're putting your team in a bad situation.
Well, this is the issue I have with people who strictly, well, that's an extreme, but people watch film, but they don't take into the context of the game. Like mm-hmm. film watchers will grade a play that happened in the second quarter the same way it happens in the fourth. Like, oh, he completed a pass for 7 yards in the second quarter. But I would, in my head, I'm like, well, the fourth quarter when he really needed it and he didn't make the play, that feels more important. But they'll grade them the same.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's the case here. Hey, we don't care about context. Once the play begins, that's what we grade. And we're not going to grade anything that happens before the play because we grade play.
Mm-hmm.
Although, if Laremy Tunsil is committing penalty after penalty, you would think that would affect his grade.
Yeah, I mean, it's important to lose 5 yards to wipe out a to lose 5 yards to go from 3rd and 7 to 3rd and 12 is a massive deal. Is a massive to go from 3rd and 3 to 3rd and 8 is even bigger in terms of the plays that are really truly available to you. So I don't know.
But I guess I never remember them having a situation where they're knocking guys down for penalties committed before the play. So it just might be part of what they do.
They had one play over 20 yards.
A lot of explosives.
A 34 yard, and that was on the touchdown drive.
Yeah, it was 3rd and 11. It was a great throw by CJ, but that was it.
That was it.
So 15 plus is explosive, I think, on passing, and it's 10.
Is it
10 plus
is it
for rushing?
15?
It might be more than that. It might be 20.
Well, they had a few 19-yard plays. They had, I think, three. They had a 17-yard play. But that, I didn't see much explosion there. That was not explosive to me.
And you can't lean on explosives when you score 7 points.
7 points, no. Nope. And I don't know. What do you do as a coach to clean it up, honestly? What the false starts?
You know, people talk about being on an offensive line coach. I've heard that all the time. I mean, Laremy doesn't care what the line coach says. He's going to jump. He's going to keep trying to jump and guess the snap so he can get a head start.
Well,
and that's why I call it selfish, is just because, like, he doesn't care what the coach says. The only thing you can bench him if you want, but
how are you going to bench him?
These people talking about cutting him and trading him, like, you're just screwed. You can't. He's too good.
Laremy's operating like Pro Football Focus. If I commit penalties before the snap, it doesn't affect my grade. You know what else doesn't affect my money? Penalties. Like, if I give up sacks, I get my quarterback hit, that affects my salary, my next contract. Committing a couple penalties, no one's going to take my money off the table because I commit a couple penalties.
That's true.
So the sacks, the pressures, that's what he's looking at. So you cheat. You cheat the snap, and who cares if it's 5 yards?
It is true. Like, he does cheat the snap. I feel like you actually, everything you said there is true. I think that's how he thinks that, you know, I don't care if I get a 5 yard penalty, which is why I said selfish. I don't think he cares if he gets a 5 yard penalty. He just doesn't want to give up a pressure or a sack. And while it's admirable, I'm sorry, you got to hold your water. You got to sit there, and your foot quickness is good enough. Like, he's a really good pass protector. You got the foot quickness to slide out there and get to half man and redirect him around the pocket. It can't just be about, I don't care if I get a 5 yard penalty, I'm getting off the ball as fast as I possibly can. It's not working for your team. You've had year after year of these penalties, and it's not. So what can an offensive line coach do about that? Bench him. Okay. I mean, I guess the only thing I can think of is you fine him or you bench him. That's it. I don't know how else you do it.
Yeah.
I don't know how else you're coaching him.
You're not benching. He's one of the best tackles in the league. That's not happening. You just got to hope that he can control
himself. Are you allowed to fine as a team for play? Is that inside the CBA? Like, are you allowed to do that?
No. For play? I don't think so. No, because that's taking money out of the guy's pocket.
Well,
no, but
they've had kangaroo courts for stuff like that. Like, you can get fined for things that you do.
Well, that's a player's thing, but not the team can't. team can't take the money away because you get false start. No.
When you say it out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you say it out loud, I guess.
Time to talk about.
They should have put it in the contract.
Time to talk about Jim Fiume and what he does for you, and what he's doing for the city, what he's done for the city for over 35 years. I'm not sure what type of windows or doors that you need, but they've got professionally trained staff that's going to help you in picking the right product for you, whether it's composite or vinyl or aluminum or wood clad or hurricane or storm windows and doors. They've got the best, just the best. If you can hear outside what's going on, your windows suck. If you can, if it's cold in the house and then you get near the window and it's warmer, your windows suck. You need replacement windows. Get the perfect installation. Make sure that it is sealed perfectly. Make sure that you get the best windows as you possibly can. Double pane, double strength windows. Performer 1 aluminum windows. Performer 2 vinyl windows. Performer 3 hurricane windows. Wood clad windows. And if you're building a new home, you need Jim Fiume and Gulf Coast Windows, because you put the best windows in that house. You want protection. You want security. You want privacy. You want it all at GulfCoastWindows.com. Give them a call, 713-849-5454, or go to GulfCoastWindows.com. Tell Jim that you heard it right here.